Alright, my name is Ed Kuhn. I'm a kind of an internet hobbyist and that's kind of an internet guru and that sort of thing. And I'm conducting a telephone interview with John 316 Cook, who's out in Las Vegas, Nevada right now. And take it away, John.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Maharishi came through here and he said the gates of hell are lit up well. And I tell you, it's like hell. It's so hot outside. I'm sitting here in a mobile home. We can't afford the air conditioning, so I was using fans, wet towels, and I got a couple of dogs panting. But I can't say nothing. I'm so proud of my life. People out there that know me, if they understand, one time God reached down to the bottom of the garbage pile and he grabbed me. And my name was John Cook. My stage name was Sonny Austin. And I was in show business a lot of my life, and then I got into different things and stuff. And then it was about 40 years ago, I went to a little Baptist church in Oklahoma. And I heard that John 3:16, and it says, "For God so loved the world." Man, that's it. He didn't even love me. Nobody ever really loved me. When you're in show business, good looking, you find lovers, but you don't find too much love, you know. There's an old saying, you know. Money will buy you a lot of things. It'll buy you bed, but not sleep, and buy you all kinds of entertainment, but not enjoyment. And that's what I had. And then I was at the end of my ropes, and I went forward. All I know is a church called me, and I went and told them my story. Another church called me. They gave me an offering, and before, and I went to, I started preaching. They wanted me all over. I went to Memphis, Tennessee, and we went crazy. All the kids were on dope there. That was a lot of years ago, and. And I started getting in trouble. I stood up to the powers that be, and they said, "Who's this John 3:16? Well, I had my name legally changed to John 3:16 Cook until my Social Security card, but my name out there hearing me is garbage, saved by grace. When God grabbed me that time, up in that northern Oklahoma, he just said, "Hey, you go out there and you just do that." I said, "I got a phony name, John 3:16, and I loved it. And that's my favorite part of the scripture, for God so loved the world, and I believe he does, and that he gave his kid for it, and I gave my kid for it down the way. Little did I know what would happen to me. I started going to different places. All the churches wanted me. I preached all over. I found a lot of different stars, like John Carroll and some of these people that jumped in. Lash LaRue jumped in to help me, and a bunch of the kids from the Little Rascals, they jumped in to help me. And we opened up a mission in St. Petersburg. We emptied the jails there. We got so big that, I'll tell you, we had property because I didn't keep the money. The only thing I did, I lived lavishly because I saw all the other evangelists had Cadillacs, and I had a guy that said, "You want to take over the payments of my Cadillac? You'll get one every 2 years," and I did. And it was sad. I forget how much it was a month, but it wasn't big things. I paid for it, and I just took over the payments, so I had a Cadillac. And I got a meager home we built. A dollar came in and stayed. We had our own employment agency. We grew so big they had to get after me. They went after me for all kinds of things. They finally got me, tried to put me in a penitentiary for absconding my son's funds, and I never touched him. He got raped in a jail, a kid of mine from a previous marriage. And he got $40,000, and I was his executor, and he sold the truck once, and I had to bail him out for $5,000. I think there was about $4,000 I couldn't account for. I didn't need his money. They tried to get me, and they took all my missions away from me, and they ran me out of town because I was too strong. Well, I kept on going. I went to Lafayette, Louisiana, opened another one. I went to Charlotte, North Carolina. I went to South Beach, Florida. Every one of them, something happened. They tortured my kid in Clearwater Falls until he killed himself in jail. David Vance Guthrie Cook. He hung himself. They beat him so much. I preached his funeral. I sit here and I look back. A guy told me when I was in South Beach, Florida, an old guy, he says, "You ought to go to Las Vegas. They need you." I came here and I never saw so many homeless in my life. Thousands of people, brother. Oh, brother. I mean, they come here in a Cadillac and they sell it. Then they go back, they let the dog loose, they're trying to play catch up. They give you free drinks in the clubs, and their air conditioning, every pretty girls and tight legs and everything. Free drinks. People winning jackpots. Hey, it's great, but you end up losing it. Now, years ago, they used to comp you. A comp means give you a bus ticket back home or something to eat or a place to stay. Now they just say, "Get out of the way." And you know who owns this town? The Latter-day Saints Mormons. They had a temple here. That temple cost millions of dollars, more than any nightclub in this town. It's a big one. You see the big ones. In Hawaii, there's one. In Honolulu, there's one here. Their churches are all over. They're good people, but, you know, it's a cult. They tried to get me into them, and I had problems with them, so they put the mitts on me. And I've had more problems in this town. I wish I was in another town. I'm dying. I'm not going to make it. This is probably my last interview. But the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my life, I got away. There was a guy named Mitch Snyder years ago in Washington. And I forget his name. What's his name, Marissa? The girl that gets a fix. Emilia Estevez's father?
Martin Sheen.
Yeah, he did the story upon him. He chained himself. He was for the homeless, and him and I were very good friends, and I was too. And you know what? They won't even talk to me here in town. Every year they have somebody in charge of the homeless, and it's some casino owner's son that hasn't never been homeless. They're all spoiled rotten. And, you know, I mean, there's a way to get to them. You got to go stop him and say, where are you coming from? Why are you here? Where are you going? Love the guy. Love the guy, man. I mean, I got TB from hugging a homeless once here, about 20 years ago. And it caused the cancer in my lungs. My cancer is so close to my heart that I'm going to croak any time. I'm so miracle I'm alive, but I found some gay people out there listening. If you ever get a chance, get some Easy Act tea, okay? And get some vitamins from the vitamin store. They're drops. One of them is called oxygenated drops. The other one is silicone drops. And it'll tell you how to mix them. And it helps you to cure cancer. I'm alive 7 years. Now I'm bad. I went without it. Because my daughter called me, and I'm so lonely here, and so broke, can't do nothing. And my daughter came into town, and she said, come here with me for a minute. Well, I went to the motel, and she says, is your wife asleep? I said, yeah. She said, well, go get a couple of things and come with me, and I want you to have some fun. And she handed me $500. And when she did, the guy hadn't seen her for a while. We went to a motel. All I know is I take the only dope I take is a morphine that they give me, and I've got a thing here for drip drops if I want it, but I won't take it. There's oxygen all the time in a wheelchair. But she asked me if I wanted to see my grandkids, and all of a sudden I got numb, and I said, yeah, go ahead. How long will I be? She said, just a couple of days. I'll take you there and bring you back. She had a new car. She took me to Oklahoma City and kept me there as a prisoner. I had no phone calls. At first it was wonderful, and it got so bad that I couldn't call my wife, Marissa. I've been married 23 years to her. We're an odd couple. My wife's a metaphysician. And I'm a minister. I'm a man called by God. That's all I know. And I love God, and she does too. And we've had our problems about this, but I've seen her make so many sandwiches for the homeless. I've seen her hold them when I'm sewing up a wound and they're hurting so bad, or I pull teeth. You know, they can't go to the doctor or a dentist because they don't have the money, and the America's forgotten people that we've turned our back. They're going more and more out there. I've seen it happen. There's no reason. All these employment agencies that's making all the money off of them, why don't the agencies open their own employment agencies? Give the guys most of the money. Keep a little bit instead of keeping more than the people make. But that's another story. Anyway, we married. We're here, and I didn't get to see her for close to 8 months. My daughter, Trinity in Love, I called her, in Oklahoma City. She's married to a hypnotist. This guy is something else. His name is Patrick Coleman, and he actually hypnotized me. He's good, but he's a phony. He got a dishonorable discharge in the Navy. They're all dopers. I didn't know that. And they were giving me stuff. Now, I'll tell you right now, out there, I know it's bad. But when you're hurting as much as I am, right now, my chest is burning up. I got osteomyelitis in my leg. I'm dying. You're smoking joint. Now, I'm sorry, but I do smoke it. And I can't get it. I can't afford it. And she had some good stuff, and I don't know what she laced it, I think, with tar and heroin. All I know is I was lost there for a while, and finally, I called the cops. And the third time I called them, I wasn't getting no phone calls, no mail. I had macular degeneration, and when I got there, she had me sign something, and it was a power of attorney, and I didn't know it. I thought it was for my grandson going in the Army. I can't see. And she had me. She kept me a prisoner. I ended up in a nut house. And because I looked like I had dementia. My hair was long and it was unkept and I hadn't shaved and I hadn't been eating much, just starving me. And so I managed that. I got into another homeless place. I still was homeless. This place was in a town called Sulphur, called Galloway. It's horrible. It's a place where they help you. They just want your Social Security card. That's what they all want. They want your Social Security card. They put you in, give you 50 a month. The government gives them money and they keep you in these nursing homes. And some of them don't have nothing, not even epilepsy. I saw horrible things there. But all of a sudden, I went to a little place called Sunbeam. And I'm going to tell you, there's a woman there named Sarika. All the people there took me in when nobody wanted me. There was a thing called Age Protection Service, APS. They were horrible. I thought they helped old men. They wouldn't let me leave. They were trying to keep me there, put me in a hospital where the people would get my money. Now, I don't have that much money. I get $1,400 a month from the Army. That's what I get. And that's what being in there. I was in Korea, and I got a Bronze Star, too. It was an accident, but I got it. Anyway, I've been through hell. This little place called Sunbeam in Oklahoma City, they got together, and they got the money to send me back home. Marissa had to sell my truck. Sell everything she owned. She didn't get my VHS. My daughter had them sent to her house, and I was in a horrible thing. Now, you'll see things about me on TV. I would never desert my wife, 23 years. I was never married to a woman, not even her mother. We made it 7 years, and I found out that she was a little mentally imbalanced, and I caught her with a couple of guys in my mission, and that kind of, you know, backed me off, you know. So I didn't get her. She got her. She got my money, and, you know, and I got the shaft, and my daughter hated me so much she just tortured me. I can't believe she's really my daughter. I wish I could get a DNA test. But John 3:16 is the man that publicized him, and that was my job. You know, I've been in the papers here more than Sinatra, every famous movie star in the world, since I've been here. I've been here 25 years. I met Marissa here, and here's where I'm going to die. And I hate to die here because it's just not a town you want to die in. It's horrible to move here. It's a very boring town. There's two things to do, gamble and drink. What else? Oh, they say Lake Mead's okay. There's a 50-feet infection under the lake. You know, if you get it on the soil, you get infection. You know, and you go to a hotel, some guy just pushes a card in there, opens it, and goes and robs you a little bit and comes out. You're not safe in this town. You think you can come here and drink? You can't. They catch you having over two beers, you're in jail. It's a $1,500 fine. The prisons are loaded in this state, and that's how they make money. Anyway, I probably have talked too long. I will say this. Remember my name, Garbage, Scum. But the PR name, my legal name, is John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I believe in that. All the modern people say, no, I believe in it, because something... Why would a 79-year-old man like me still believe in something I have seen? I haven't seen a legitimate charitable organization in 40 years. I've been in all these towns, Charlotte, North Carolina, all of them. This one, it's horrible. Everybody is just raping everybody, taking all the money they can, well they can, and they're not doing nothing with it. Red Cross doesn't do nothing. They pay them millions of dollars. I wanted to go to Haiti. I figured that'd be a good place to go die, helping doing the Lord's work. They wouldn't send me, take me over there. They're too busy blowing the money for other things. It's like United Way. I will say this, that little place, called Sunbeam, if you ever call a place or you're in trouble in Oklahoma City, go to Sunbeam. They'll take you in for 30 days. They will love you, feed you, sleep you, and they even sent me back to my beautiful darling, Marissa. I wish you both could know her. She's got a lot of love in her. The homeless think she's great. They ask her about their stars and what's going to happen, their horoscope and stuff. And there's nothing evil about her. And there's nothing evil about me or my name. We're love. And that's what it's always been. And I'd be dead by now if I wasn't back with Marissa.
So, well, John, the good Lord loves you, you know?
Yes, sir.
The good Lord loves all of us, you know? And,
Well,
you know, you've helped a lot
Sometimes
of people.
Sometimes I showed a little too much of me and not enough of Jesus. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I mean,
way,
you've helped.
Well, you can't help it, you do. But I sure didn't mean to. He thanked me, you know. He can heal the afflicted, but he can afflict the heal.
I think you've helped a lot of the poor. I've read stories, about you and Marissa and the mobile mission out there, and you know, getting food and passing out toys to the poor children,
We had over 1,000 people in it, you know, because when you love them, they know it. You know, they can spot a phony, these homeless people. They know all the tricks and everything, but thank God that a few people like you have compassion for them. Thank you.
Well, you know, that's like, you know, you wouldn't even want to be down here in St. Petersburg now. I mean, it's getting so bad down there. They've already stopped the panhandle. They may pass the law. They don't allow any panhandling. You can't stand there and ask somebody for a quarter. You can't.
Oh, God. You
know, that didn't happen
when I was there, Brother Coon. We called them Christians on patrol. And they would go out and they would go to the park and walk around. And they saw somebody doing that, they'd bring them home to me. They would.
Well, you know, now they're passing a law that you can't even sleep in the park. In other words, like, you know, if you're homeless, what they're saying is if you're homeless, don't come to St. Petersburg.
I tell you something. If I had the money, I would fly there and open a mission up tomorrow. I'd like to die right back there. You know, I have a son buried there. My father and mother are both buried there. They died in the missions. They were so proud of me. I remember Mother tell me right before she died, she said, "I've always loved you," but she said, "I like you." And she never thought I'd ever be a preacher. But, you know, I think I might. If a windfall happens, I'll come back to her, Brother Booth. You might see me back there. I doubt that, though. That's a wish I have. Thank you for letting me tell my part of the story.
Well,
absolutely.
It's a pleasure to talk with you, and I'm glad that, you know, after I published that first story, I don't know how I got on the subject of they were talking about old St. Petersburg with a friend of mine.
I said,
Do you remember John 3:16, soup, soap, and hope? And he said, no. And I tell him about all the missions and stuff. Then I got to Googling it up, and I found a few articles, and I thought, well, I'm going to write a blog post about John 3:16. So I'm glad that Marissa found my post on there and sent me an email.
She said, oh boy, maybe somebody can hear you now. You know something, you've blessed me much. I've got to tell my side, and I've got to say goodbye. It's like an epitaph. Thank you. I hope a lot of you people that I helped, I hope that they get made it, you know. Once in a while, I pull into a gas station, and a guy'll come out and say, "The gas is on me. Don't you remember when you helped me?" Sometimes I go into a little cafe, and a guy says, "Hey, it's on me, John. Don't you remember?" But you guys that remember me, you all pray for me, and I hope you're all doing great, okay?
You know, there's an old saying, John, when you do somebody good, it comes back to you triple-fold, you know?
Well, great. That sounds great.
I've been a believer that, you know, when you help thy neighbor and you're good to people, it's always going to come back to you. You know, I mean, there's too much evil and too much hate in this world anymore. And,
there is, you know.
You know, I'm just an old Florida cracker. I'm born and raised in St. Petersburg, been here 59 years, and I got a big mouth, and I shoot from the hip. I don't stop to think about what I'm saying.
I love you.
Sometimes I just open my mouth and let it flow,
you know. That's good,
Thank you again
for what you've done for me. You don't know how much I appreciate you. And stay in touch. And if you call me if you ever wanted something, or I'll call you if I get that. I doubt if I will. But thank you so very much, okay?
Okay, Mr. Cook. Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you.
God love you, kid.
God bless you. Bye-bye.